For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking at the APEC summit in New Guinea Saturday, said North Korea was the greatest threat to the Indo-Pacific.
And as the world witnessed at President Trump's historic summit with Chairman Kim in Singapore in June, our collective resolve has borne results. No more tests. No more missiles.
That even as North Korea now says it's tested a newly developed ultra-modern weapon amid faltering nuclear disarmament negotiations with the U.S. President Trump tours wildfire damage in Northern and Southern California, committing federal resources to aid recovery efforts and saying we should be more like Finland, a forest nation.
And they spend a lot of time on raking and cleaning and doing things, and they don't have any problem. And when it is, it's a very small problem. So I know everybody's looking at that. To that end.
Around 1,300 people are still missing, and at least 76 people died in the fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people, and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
While in Southern California touring the Woolsey fire damage, President Trump met with the mayor of Thousand Oaks and family members and survivors from the deadly bar shooting that left a dozen dead.
It's so sad to see. These are great people, great families. They're torn apart. It's tragic. That was a tragic event.
The wildfire struck the day after the shooting. A $70 million lawsuit has been filed on behalf of seven women against Dartmouth College, alleging sexual misconduct by three of their professors. Alleged victim Anne Marie Brown tells CNN why the abuse wasn't reported earlier.
It happened in small degrees, not leaps and bounds. And I think that's really important for people to understand. It wasn't extreme right away.
The lawsuit says the professors treated women as sex objects, coercing them into drinking and making them feel as if their success depended on their willingness to go along with the alcohol-saturated culture the prominent researchers created. The professors, who are no longer on campus, deny the allegations. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school breached its duty to protect them from sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Gasoline is fairly inexpensive here in the States lately, but gas prices in one European nation led to some violent protests this weekend, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
More than 280,000 protesters across France rallied on Saturday in more than 2,000 individual rallies and marches, expressing anger over the President Emmanuel Macron's move to raise gasoline taxes to wean France off fossil fuels. One person died in southeastern France after being struck by a vehicle. Protesters blocking roads, storming government buildings. Department officials say dozens of people were arrested, and they noted that while they won't bar protests from happening, they also won't allow protesters to block roads and highways.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press he wants what's called the Mueller Protection Bill to come to the Senate floor, but isn't sure Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will do so.
Well, he thinks it's not constitutional. He thinks it's not necessary. Again, I helped draft the bill with Senator Booker. I think it's constitutional, and I'd like to vote on it.
The legislation would protect Robert Mueller from being fired. McConnell says he doesn't believe Mueller is in any danger of that taking place. President Trump says despite reports, he's received no final intelligence assessment on who was responsible for Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi's death.
They haven't assessed anything yet. It's too early. That was a very premature report, but that's possible. We're going to see, but we're going to have a report on Tuesday, and it'll be very complete.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.